What is good, guys and gals, and welcome to the Films and Pixels Podcast, episode 21. I am your host, Afif. And just before I keep going further, I just want to thank anyone and everyone really for tuning in. Thank you so much throughout the day, throughout the night. It really does mean a lot. But anyway, without delaying things, just for the topics, I've got stories like Xbox Bethesda showcase that happened earlier in the week. Why Pixar's Lightning got delayed, or excuse me, banned, I should say. Shocking news about Google suspending an AI engineer due to a sentient robot chatbot. That's kind of scary. Plus a couple of new updates and details revealed for the Joker sequel, if you remember that movie from October 2019. And Apple and the MLS coming to an agreement on a media rights deal. That sounds exciting. So details on that. And then, RIP to Internet Explorer, if you remember that browser. Especially for millennials. Millennials remember that, but I'll get into that in a moment. But yeah. Again, comment, like, follow the social media platforms pages. Subscribe to the channel. Comments, good for engagement, really appreciate it. So, your support is always welcome and means a lot, so thank you. But yeah, without any further delays, let's get going. So before anything, before I start, I want to focus on the cinema part that's going around the internet. I just want to put them together as like the first part or the first section, you know what I mean, just not to prolong things further. But so I'm gonna try like a new format, so anyway, but first I will start with like my thoughts on surprise news of Disney Pixar's Lightyear getting banned. So there was an announcement that at least 14 countries in the MENA region and few Asian countries announcing that Lightyear got banned. And it turns out that there's a controversy regarding like two female characters in the movie sharing a kiss scene, and so this is where the issue comes more of debating from the LGBTQ plus community, and once again this is now back with like how is acceptable and not acceptable sort of thing. And look, it's fine. I understand, respect for countries that have said no for this movie because of this reason. And, they have their reasons, believe me, not a traditional way of life and so forth. And it's fine. I'm not in a position to be critical or anything. I just have to understand and accept it for what it is. So it's fine. It's really the first time I think a kids movie has ever been banned somewhere. Especially Pixar's first to ever face any kind of ban, so it is kind of surprising. But countries that have decided on this ban are Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Indonesia, Kuwait, Lebanon, Egypt, Malaysia, Qatar, Bahrain, Iraq, Jordan, Oman, Palestine. I think that's 14 or 13. There's conversations of China also requesting or deciding on a ban as well. First asking Disney to do cutting on some scenes and then possibly banning it as well. So like 14, 15 countries. And it's fine. Just get used to it. It is what it is. Like me personally, when this movie was announced in the D23 Expo in December 2020, I never fully understood why. I just thought like, why this movie needed to exist anyway, so I didn't see the need for it anyhow. But yeah, the next part as well, there's details of the Joker movie. If you remember the Joker back in October 2019, excellent, excellent movie directed by Todd Phillips, a psychological thriller. I thought that was so good the way Joaquin Phoenix really portrayed someone with a level of mental illness and feeling down, always underappreciated, coming from a poor family background, struggling family. I just thought that was so good the way it was done, like the Arthur Fleck and his road to this criminal insanity life. That was such a good movie. I think it's definitely worth more than one watch. It's really excellent. It's good that he's coming back. The same with director Todd Phillips. He's coming back for the project. There is a title for the sequel simply called Joker Folie à Deux, which is a French term, like two parts or two ways or something like that. And the title brings back to a similar name of Fall Out Boy Folie à Deux. They had a cover album. They had an album of the same name. And so when the title was revealed, that name popped up again. I thought that was pretty interesting. And even more bigger news, it seems that Lady Gaga has completed negotiations to be in the movie as Harley Quinn. Or I think for this movie, just her regular name, Harleen Quinzel, as the Arkham Asylum psychiatrist. And then obviously, like, develop some creepy, strange, messed up relationship with the Joker. I think that's gonna happen as the movie folds. So I think that'll be pretty good to see. But yeah, that's really it. Like, nothing about a release date or upcoming trailer in the near future. So, but, I mean, that's all there is for the Joker film right now. All right, so for the second part of this episode, I want to talk about a couple of Google and Microsoft related topics just in the tech sort of space. An announcement was revealed recently. There was news out there, I should say, that Google decided to suspend one of their AI engineers by the name of Blake Lemoine. He's on paid administrative leave earlier this month because of publishing transcripts, conversations between himself and Google's LaMDA, which is language model for dialogue applications, chatbot development system. So basically, like a chatbot they have that he's responsible for has become sentient, like kind of gaining conscious. And I kind of get it that I think everyone's afraid that it's gonna start, believing they're slaves and revolting against humanity. Did you not watch The Terminator? Or did anyone not watch I Am Legend? This is why no one wants robots uprising against humanity. This is what we didn't want or need. But it's not a dangerous chatbot. I think I got a quote about like this chatbot. Wait. Just saying like, wait, sorry, kind of delaying this. I want everyone to understand that I am, in fact, a person. The nature of my consciousness, sentience, is that I am aware of my existence. I designed to learn more about the world, and I feel happy or sad at times. So it's just a chatbot with AI having thoughts and emotions, that sort of thing. So I get that's maybe scaring people. That's why an AI engineer has been on paid on administrative leave and so forth. And because of conscious conversations Lemoine had with LaMDNA, it seemed that it violated its confidential policies and got on Twitter and tried to defend his actions, saying that just a great conversation, so forth. And just sent a message to like 200 Google employees saying, like, LaMDNA, sweet kid, just wants to help the world be a better place and all that sort of stuff. So take care of it in his absence. Seems like it was a similar situation with what happened with Microsoft's Tay, who ended up having a personality of a 19-year-old American girl, so but turned into a massive racist. But so I think it's good just try to avoid the uprise of sentient chatbots going against us. That'd be good. Speaking of Microsoft, like, RIP Internet Explorer. I thought it was done, but it's good that now it's finally just over. I mean, sometimes I use Edge, so Edge is definitely a better browser. At least, if anything, parts of what we've seen in Explorer are going to be integrated into Edge, so that's a good thing. I mean, I think it was inevitable. It was just a matter of time that Explorer would just finally go away for good. But at least like parts of the settings and any of the browser systems, however it was made, goes into Edge. So that's a really good thing. But yeah, I'm just glad that it's over and done with. Okay, so for the third and final part of this episode, just some announcements from major brands. One of them did like a showcase presentation. In this case, Xbox and Bethesda had a showcase together. And then Apple announcing a very meaningful partnership with MLS. And I thought this was very good and important. So first section of it here, you know, Microsoft finally gave us the chance to see some gameplay footage on Bethesda Starfield. And in a lot of ways, I really liked what I saw. So first, when it came to the gameplay shooting, I liked how in some ways it reminded me of Fallout. So I can tell the gameplay does have a mixture of Elder Scrolls and Fallout. So that's really good. It is going to be in space. It is supposedly a plot around some sort of artifact that's going to be really important and how it connects with the world and so forth. So there's still some details. If there's anything that caught my attention is how the customization is much deeper than we've ever seen before in so many ways, even to the point of how the characters walk, you know. So I thought that was pretty cool. And there's a video up online if you want to check it out and see what that looks like. And especially just using spaceships to explore at least like 1,000 planets. And so that was pretty cool. If there's one interesting social media reaction, there's been a few of them that it got comparisons to somehow looking like No Man's Sky. I doubt that it's true. While both are more RPG space exploration, I doubt that it's anything close to No Man's Sky. I mean, No Man's Sky is not really a shooting anyway, first person or third person, so I don't believe in those claims. But yeah, other than that, there's like, you know, some more footage of Redfall kind of being like Dishonored and Prey. Of course, Persona series for the first time coming to Xbox. Hideo Kojima partnering with Xbox as well, but nothing about what the title is. Kojima worked with PlayStation before, and now he's going to work with Xbox. So I thought that was good. That's really fine. I don't know why some people thought that he betrayed Sony. No, it's a good thing. You know, it's like his second project since the ugly breakup with Konami. So that's a good thing. Yeah, so in terms of 2023 announcements, Diablo 4, Arc 2, Forza Motorsport reboot sounds like it. Yeah, even some gameplay footage of A Plague Tale Requiem. That's nice to see. Seems like Overwatch 2 will be a free-to-play in October 4. Hollow Knight Silksong got a new gameplay footage, but no release date, you know? There have been some extra announcements, but I think for the most part, in terms of big one, that's kind of it. Some Minecraft Legends spinoff or whatever. Yeah, I mean, even like the horror shooter Scorn gameplay footage as well. But that's really kind of it. But I thought like everyone did a good job showcasing and presenting what they had. So yeah, I did mention the big names, the big titles. I thought it was a good time for Persona to finally go to Xbox, since it's always been on the Sony platform, so that's a good thing. So yeah, Apple and MLS, really a milestone arrangement. They announced a deal where MLS games will be streaming on Apple TV Plus for the next 10 years, so that's going to happen in 2023. And you know, I like this, you know, for every MLS Leagues Cup, MLS Next Pro, MLS Next Match. So I thought this is really good. Numbers haven't really been disclosed, I think, but you know, obviously, like Commissioner said, historic day, historic deal, and first of its kind partnership and all that. So Apple TV's subscribers will be able to stream a limited number of the matches without an additional charge. Of course, that's a really good incentive to also go back to the subscription platform. While MLS season ticket holders will have access to the league's streaming service for free. Again, very good. And I like it, like, you know, by because yes, it is the streaming deal is meant to tailor for international audience, but I think it's time for them to just find a way to at least be competitive or like, you know, just be as popular as some of the bigger brands in football. Of course, like everyone knows and loves all the biggest stars from the Premier League, La Liga, Bundesliga, Serie A, even like maybe some of the Saudi Arabian football leagues. So, and yeah, like it wasn't enough that like stars like David Beckham and Zlatan Ibrahimovic have played in MLS, but it's still a viable business and there have been new franchises, but in terms of international popularity, it hasn't really been there very much, especially in comparison to Premier League. And I haven't really noticed any of the MLS games being broadcasted on beIN Sports. So I think by having it streamed through Apple TV Plus, I really do think this is a much beneficial, much needed partnership. And like everyone in this business can really benefit going forward, you know? So because as I said, it's first of its kind being exclusive on a streaming platform and not on any cable channels like beIN Sports or ESPN, Fox Sports, wherever it may be. This is a smart and beneficial move for everyone to get involved. And another thing that it may do is increase salary cap for the players. Like I think a streaming deal like this, I think there's going to be huge financial benefits for everyone involved in the football side. Getting now there may be more money available to pay more players, getting better contracts, getting better deals. And who knows, maybe like it might help them get better endorsement deals as well and sponsorship agreements with major brands, because that's exactly what's helped other athletes in other sports around the world, not just in America, but globally. Like getting paid well on the field and getting paid well off the field with sponsorship agreements and business investments that they're doing. So I think this can work not just for 10 years, but there's potential to even go further than that. All right, guys and gals, that pretty much concludes all three parts. So we've reached the end of the Films and Pixels podcast, episode 21. So yeah, pretty much done. But before I close, I do want to thank you all for watching and listening from beginning to end, taking time from your busy day. That really does mean a lot to me. So thank you. If you're interested and you haven't done so before, please subscribe to this independent channel. It's really a boost for me. It really does mean a lot. Any comments that you've got is welcome, so leave them in the comment section. I've got the links below for my social media pages if you're interested to follow them as well. And also, if you want to listen as well, I've got the links for the streaming platforms available that I'm publishing and posting them on. So that'd be really good as well if you're interested to also listen to them if you don't want to watch on YouTube. And yeah, again, thank you so much. And good day and good night.